Welcome to League Park in Cleveland, for the game between the St. Louis Browns and the Cleveland Indians. Here are the starting lineups. For the St. Louis Browns. Batting in the lead-off spot. The right fielder, Jack Tobin. Batting second. The shortstop, Wally Gerber. Batting third. The first baseman, George Sisler. Batting fourth. The second baseman, Marty McManus. Batting fifth. The center fielder, Baby Doll Jacobson. Batting sixth. The left fielder, Ken Williams. Batting seventh. The catcher, Hank Severod. Batting eighth. The third baseman, Frank Ellerbe. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Ray Kolb. Pitching for the St. Louis Browns, Ray Kolb. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the lead-off spot. The left fielder, Charlie Jamieson. Batting second. The second baseman, Bill Wamsgans. Batting third. The center fielder, Tris Speaker. Batting fourth. The third baseman, Larry Gardner. Batting fifth. The shortstop, Joe Sewell. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Stuffy McInnes. Batting seventh. The right fielder, Smokey Joe Wood. Batting eighth. The catcher, Steve O'Neill. Batting ninth. The pitcher, James Edwards. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, James Edwards. And now, play ball. Jack Tobin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tobin hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Wamsgans scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Wally Gerber is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gerber strikes out. Two outs. George Sisler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sisler hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Wamsgans scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Browns nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Charlie Jamieson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jamieson hits a line drive into center field. Jacobson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bill Wamsgans is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wamsgans hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. McManus scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Tris Speaker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Speaker hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. McManus scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Browns nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Marty McManus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McManus hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Edwards fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Baby Doll Jacobson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jacobson hits a ball on the ground towards first. McInnes scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Jacobson for the out. Two outs. Ken Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Hank Severod is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Severod hits a line drive into right center field, beyond the reach of Speaker who is chasing the ball. Severod reaches third base with a triple. Williams goes all the way around to score. It's 1-0, Browns. Frank Ellerbe is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and no strikes. Ellerbe takes first base on ball 4. Ray Kolb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kolb hits a ball on the ground towards short. Sewell scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Browns 1, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Larry Gardner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gardner hits a line drive into center field. Jacobson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Joe Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell hits a ball on the ground into left field for a base hit. Stuffy McInnes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Sewell. The throw from Severide and he is out, McManus applying the tag. Two outs. Stuffy McInnes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McInnes hits a line drive into left field. Williams settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Browns 1, and the Indians nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Jack Tobin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tobin is 0 for 1 in the game. Tobin takes first base on ball 4. Wally Gerber is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gerber is 0 for 1 in the game. Gerber bunts towards the mound. Edwards fields it and throws to first for the out. Tobin moves to second. One out. George Sisler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sisler is 0 for 1 in the game. Sisler hits a ball on the ground towards first. McInnes scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Sisler for the out. Tobin moves to third. Two outs. Marty McManus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McManus is 0 for 1 in the game. McManus hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Tobin scores. It's 2 to nothing, Browns. Baby Doll Jacobson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jacobson is 0 for 1 in the game. Jacobson hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Wood. Jacobson reaches second base with a double. McManus moves to third. Ken Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Williams strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Browns 2, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Smokey Joe Wood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wood hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. McManus settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Steve O'Neill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. O'Neill hits a fly ball into right field. Tobin settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. James Edwards is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Edwards hits a ball on the ground towards third. Ellerb fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Browns 2, and the Indians nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Hank Severide is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Severide is 1 for 1 in the game, with a triple. He's got one RBI. Severide takes first base on ball 4. Frank Ellerb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ellerb is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Ellerb hits a ball on the ground towards short. Sewell fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Ray Culp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Culp is 0 for 1 in the game. Culp hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Jameson. Culp reaches second base with a double. Ellerb moves to third. Jack Tobin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tobin is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Tobin hits a fly ball into center field. Speaker settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Ellerb tags and scores. Two outs. It's 3 to nothing, Browns. Wally Gerber is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gerber is 0 for 1 in the game. Gerber hits a ball on the ground towards third. Gardner fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Browns 3, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Charlie Jamison is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jamison is 0 for 1 in the game. Jamison hits a fly ball into right field. Tobin settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bill Wamsgans is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wamsgans is 0 for 1 in the game. Wamsgans hits a line drive into center field. Jacobson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Tris Speaker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Speaker is 0 for 1 in the game. Speaker takes first base on ball 4. Larry Gardner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. The umpire calls a balk on Kolb. Speaker moves to second. Larry Gardner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gardner is 0 for 1 in the game. Gardner hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. McManus scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Browns 3, and the Indians nothing. The Browns will come to bat. George Sisler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sisler is 0 for 2 in the game. Sisler hits a ball on the ground towards short. Sewell fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Guy Morton now pitching. Marty McManus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McManus is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. McManus hits a ball on the ground towards short. Sewell misplays the ball. That's an error on Sewell. Sisler moves to second. Baby Doll Jacobson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jacobson is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Jacobson hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Jamison. Jacobson reaches second base with a double. Sisler scores. McManus moves to third. It's 4-0, Browns. Ken Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Williams hits a ball on the ground for a single. Hank Severide is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Severide is 1 for 1 in the game, with a triple and a walk. He's got one RBI. Severide strikes out. One out. Frank Ellerbe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ellerbe is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Ellerbe hits a ball on the ground into left field for a base hit. McManus scores. Jacobson scores. Williams moves to second. It's 6-0, Browns. Ray Kolb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kolb is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Kolb bunts towards the mound. Morton fields it and throws to first for the out. Williams moves to third. Ellerbe moves to second. Two outs. Jack Tobin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tobin is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Tobin strikes out. O'Neill drops the ball, but quickly picks it up and throws Tobin out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Browns 6, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Joe Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Sewell hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Stuffy McInnes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McInnes is 0 for 1 in the game. McInnes hits a line drive towards third. Ellerbe catches it and throws to first to double up Sewell. Two outs. Smokey Joe Wood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wood is 0 for 1 in the game. Wood hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. McManus scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Browns 6, and the Indians nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Wally Gerber is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gerber is 0 for 2 in the game. Gerber hits a ball on the ground towards short. Sewell scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. George Sisler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sisler is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Sisler hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Marty McManus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McManus is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. McManus strikes out. Two outs. Baby Doll Jacobson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jacobson is 2 for 3 in the game, with two doubles. He's got one RBI. Jacobson hits a pop-up to right field. Wood throws towards Sewell. Sewell fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Sewell. Sisler goes all the way around to score. Jacobson moves to second. It's 7-0, Browns. Ken Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 2 for 3 in the game, with two singles. Williams hits a fly ball into right field for a base hit. Jacobson scores. Williams moves to second. It's 8-0, Browns. Hank Severide is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Severide is 1 for 2 in the game, with a triple and a walk. He's got one RBI. Severide hits a fly ball into left field. Jameson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Browns 8, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Steve O'Neill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. O'Neill is 0 for 1 in the game. O'Neill hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. McManus settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jack Graney pinch hits for Guy Morton. Jack Graney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Graney takes first base on ball 4. Charlie Jameson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jameson is 0 for 2 in the game. Jameson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. McManus fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Bill Wamsgans is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wamsgans is 0 for 2 in the game. Wamsgans is hit by the pitch. Jameson moves to second. Tris Speaker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Speaker is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Speaker hits a fly ball into right field. Tobin settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Browns 8, and the Indians nothing. The Browns will come to bat. George Uhel now pitching. Frank Ellerbe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ellerbe is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got two RBIs. Ellerbe hits a line drive into left field. Jameson picks it up and fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Jameson. Ellerbe moves to second. Ray Culp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Culp is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Culp bunts towards the mound. Uhel fields it and throws to first for the out. Ellerbe moves to third. One out. Jack Tobin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tobin is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Tobin hits a line drive into left center field, beyond the reach of Speaker. Tobin reaches second base with a double. Ellerbe scores. It's 9-0, Browns. Wally Gerber is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gerber is 0 for 3 in the game. Gerber hits a fly ball into center field. Speaker settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. George Sisler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sisler is 2 for 4 in the game, with two singles. Sisler hits a fly ball into left field. Jameson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. the side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Browns 9, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Larry Gardner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gardner is 0 for 2 in the game. Gardner takes first base on ball 4. Joe Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell is 2 for 2 in the game, with 2 singles. Sewell hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. McManus fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Stuffy McInnes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McInnes is 0 for 2 in the game. McInnes strikes out. Two outs. Smokey Joe Wood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wood is 0 for 2 in the game. Wood hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Sewell moves to third. Steve O'Neill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. O'Neill is 0 for 2 in the game. O'Neill hits a fly ball into center field. Jacobson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Browns 9, and the Indians nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Marty McManus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McManus is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. McManus hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Wamsgan settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Baby Doll Jacobson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jacobson is 3 for 4 in the game, with a single and 2 doubles. He's got one RBI. Jacobson hits a fly ball into right field. Wood settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ken Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 3 for 4 in the game, with 3 singles. He's got one RBI. Williams hits a fly ball into center field. Speaker settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Browns 9, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Riggs Stevenson pinch hits for George Uhel. Riggs Stevenson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevenson hits a fly ball into center field. Jacobson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Charlie Jameson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jameson is 0 for 3 in the game. Jameson takes first base on ball 4. Bill Wamsgans is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wamsgans is 0 for 2 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Wamsgans hits a fly ball into left field. Williams settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Tris Speaker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Speaker is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Speaker hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Jameson moves to third. Larry Gardner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gardner is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Gardner hits a pop-up towards short. Gerber settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Browns 9, and the Indians nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Dave Keefe now pitching. Hank Severide is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Severide is 1 for 3 in the game, with a triple and a walk. He's got one RBI. Severide hits a line drive towards third. Gardner reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Frank Ellerbe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ellerbe is 2 for 3 in the game, with 2 singles and a walk. He's got 2 RBIs. Ellerbe strikes out. 2 outs. Ray Culp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Culp is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Culp hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Wamsgans scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Browns 9, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Joe Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles. Sewell hits a fly ball into center field. Jacobson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Stuffy McInnes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McInnes is 0-for-3 in the game. McInnes hits a pop-up towards short. Gerber settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Smokey Joe Wood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wood is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Wood hits a fly ball into right field. Tobin settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, St. Louis Browns, 9, and Cleveland Indians, 0. Goodbye from League Park in Cleveland.